Well, we don't see Mike Causey here yet, but our sports is being updated by moi. And if Mike calls in, well, that'll be a fine and dandy thing. But in baseball last night, we'll stick locally. The Yankees beat Baltimore 8-3 for their 14th consecutive victory over Baltimore. Boston got a big win over Cleveland 7-6 last night. The Mets fell to Atlanta by a score of 5-3. So what does that all mean standing-wise? Well, standing-wise, that still means the Yankees have a 9-game lead over Tampa Bay and a 17.5-game lead over Boston. Tampa Bay has earned one of the wild card berths right now, and Boston is 8.5 back of a wild card. In the AL Central, Minnesota is now a half game ahead of Cleveland. And Cleveland has also got a wild card berth secured away right now. In the AL West, Houston is 10.5 games in front of Oakland. All right. So that's that. And by the way, the Yankees now have a better record than Houston because they're going for head-to-head records. It means the Mets are now 2 games out of the wild card position. And they are 9 games out of first place, the New York Mets. The Cubbies are a game ahead of St. Louis. That's right. Milwaukee is 2.5 back. The Dodgers have a 18.5 game lead over Arizona. The Dodgers and the Yankees are tied for the best record in baseball at 80-41. All right. And if you watched any of the Yankee game last night, they got a home run, but they got so many base hits, it was pretty amazing. They did it with small ball, and they did it with their big power strokes from a little bit of both last night when they won. All right. What else is up in sports? Oh, let's see if we can find anything in there. It's other than baseball, not really seeing anything. Mike Tyson is in the news. He had an interview, and he admitted now that he smokes tons of weed every month. Who'd have thought? Who'd have thought? And there's a lot being made out of the New York Giants co-owner, John Mara, hoping that quarterback Daniel Jones never sees the field as a rookie. Quote, if he doesn't even play, that'll be great. End quote. That would be a good problem to have. So it all depends what happened. Here's what Mara had to say. I hope Eli has a great year and Daniel never sees the field. I mean, that would be an ideal world that you could see that. But again, at the end of the day, that's going to be a decision by the head coach as to when or if Daniel winds up playing this year. End quote. There's no quarterback controversy. We all know that Eli is on the way out. I'm a big Eli fan, but we know, you know, time is not on his side, and in the brief appearance what I saw with this rookie, he reminds me a lot of Phil Sims, but we'll have to see. But of course, Eli is being phased out, and any Giant fan like me is not happy to see him being phased out, but it happens, and there's a ton of you folks that think they should have been gone years ago. That is my scrambled eggs segment on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.